Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Yud Bet, daf 12. We're holding at the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, the bottom of 11b. Today's class should be for the Rafuah Shalom, all the Chalim, and Prat Shalom, Moment, Sarah, David, Mer, Rachel, Yafabat, Rav, Rafkabat, the Chavin, Rafkabat, the Sarah, Shalom, Rasir, Fahim, and Yam, Shem, and Hana, Yafabat, Miriam, Yavadam, and Yafahaya, Sarah, but Simcha, Rachel, and Hana, David, Mer, Sarah, Simcha, and Lakam, Yam, but Yochevin, Elizabeth, Miriam, Hana, Diana, but Naomi, Rachel, Sarah, Tamar, Esther, Bat Hana, Lavdil, and Yishmat, the El, Dina, but Ephraim, Shabbat Aaron ben Yitzchak, and Benjamin ben Yitzchak. So we're holding on the last few lines. We were talking about how do you get to the calculation of 70 years that the Jewish people are going, that they should be redeemed, and how Achash Perosh made the calculation. So three lines on the bottom. The Gemara says, V'ha Shapir Chashiv. But didn't Achash Perosh make the correct calculation? So why weren't the Jewish people redeemed at that time? He also made a mistake. He counted from Bavel. He was supposed to count from the destruction of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Sof Kama Batiran. So how much do you need to remove from that number for you to get to your correct number? If you go from Charavot to Yerushalayim, from whenever the destruction of Yerushalayim, he says, Chad Sareh, 11 years. You'd have to subtract 11 years. So he says, Iyu Kama Malach, how long was he the king for? Arbesar, he was for 14 years. So he says, Ba'arbesar didei, Ibaileh dem Yivnei Beit HaMikdash. By already the 14th year of his kingship, they should already have be building the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "Alamaktiv ba'adin b'telat avidat beit elaha di Yerushalayim." That why was the pasuk say in Ezra that the Beit Hamikdash in Yerushalayim was still destroyed, was in destruction? So the Gemara says, "Amarava shanim mekuta'ot avu." She says, "No, the calculation he made was called, it was like chopped up years. Meaning what? That each king went into his next king's." Years, it wasn't full years. It wasn't like when he was king for 14 years, it wasn't full 14 years. It could have been like 13 and a half, 13 and a quarter. And so therefore, he would be chopping into other people's kingships, and it wouldn't be full the full counting to the 70 years. So that's why they didn't calculate 100% correctly. We're flipping to the top of Yud Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanina Me'afi, we have a brayta just like this. The Gemara says, she says, Shana, there's a girsa over here, Shana achat yesh lebavel, ve'amad daryavesh rishlima. She says, there was 1 year left for Bavel, meaning to count, or Shana achat yesh, you don't even read the word Bavel, so there's 1 year extra that needed to be filled for the 70 years, and came Daryavesh, who became the king after Belshazzar, and he completed that 1 year. Amar Ava, Av Daniel ta'aba ha'chushbana. Even Daniel made a mistake with the cheshbon of the 70 years. Dichtiv as pasuk says, Bishnan achad lemalcho, ani Daniel, binoti bisfarim. He says that I understood, or I comprehended, or I came to understand in my years when I was king, when this time would be. So it's mitakamar binoti miklal deta. From the fact they said I came to understand, that means that at first he did not understand and he only understood afterwards. So the Gemara says mikol makom kashu kraya adade. The pesukim are difficult on one another. Why? It says k'tiv. It says in one pasuk, lefi melot lebavel 70 shana efkod etchem, and then it says uchtiv lechoravod Yerushalayim. Do we go based after Bavel, or do we go based after the destruction of Yerushalayim? Amar Rava lepikida be'alma. He says no. What that means is just talking about the beginning of the redemption. The beginning of the redemption. The beginning of the redemption would be from the counting of Bavel, right? That's how he explains it over here. Right, to fill out the years from Bavel, 7 years, you would count just the beginning of the redemption, but the real redemption would come from 7 years from the Choravot Yerushalayim, from the destruction of Yerushalayim. V'hainu dechtiv, that's what it says in the pasuk. Ko amar koresh, melech peras, kol mamlachot ha'aretz, natan li adonai, elu ha'shamayim, v'u pakad eli livnot lo beit Yerushalayim. So he says, Bait Yerushalayim. So he says that he gave him all these, mamlachot. In this, Koresh was saying, and the God of the heavens, he will redeem them to build up. And he brought and he redeemed it by me being able to build the Beit Hamikdash for him. Darash Rav Nachman by Rav Chista. May dichtiv ko amar Adonai lemishicho. The Koresh, Asher Chazakti Bimino. What does the Pasuk mean? She says, Vechi Koresh Mashiach Haya. It calls Koresh a Mashiach. We're holding at Yud Ben Amud Aleph in the middle. So it was Koresh the Mashiach. She says, Ela Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Mashiach, Kobel Ani Lecha Al Koresh. Ani Amarti Hu Yivne Beiti, Vikabetz Galiotai, Vu Amar Mi Bachem Mikol Amo VeYa'al. He said to the Mashiach, he basically said, he's complaining. Hashem was complaining. He says that, I asked Koresh to build the Beit HaMikdash and, you know, bring together all of my galuyot, but he's just, you know, he's not doing it. He's trying to make excuses and not really doing it. Chel paras u'madai, apartemim. We're going to different pesukim. Apartemim uchtiv lemalchei madai u'paras. So what does this pasuk mean? Amar Rava, atnuye atnu behadade. They made conditions with one another, these cities. Im maninan malche, if the kings come from us, im minan malche, minaychu iparche. Then if the kings come from us, the officials, the officers should come from you. Viminaychu malche, and if the kings come from you, minan iparche. Then from us should come the officers. Beharoto et osher kavon machuto. In the beginning of the Megillah, we say he was showing his lots of wealth of the kingship. Amar b'yosi baruchanina, in the midst of avash b'gdei kehuna, he wore the clothing of the kehuna. K'tiv hachad says over here, yekar tifer gdulato, in regards to Achashverosh. U'k'tiv hatam says over there, with regards to b'gdei kehuna, lechavon ul tifaret. So you see, he's talking about the same wording, tiferet and tiferet, to tell us that he wore the b'gdei kehuna. U'imlot hayamim ha'ele. Rav Ushmel, Chad Amar Melech Pikeach Haya. One of them says that Achashverosh was a smart king. Chad Amar Melech Tipesh Haya. And one says he was a stupid king. Says Manda Amar Melech Pikeach Haya. The one who says he was a smart king, Shapir Avad, it was very smart of him. The Karav Rechika Beresha. He first had his Seuda. Right, he had a long Seuda. He first invited the distant people, the people not in his own city. Because the people of his own city, anytime he wants to appease them and he wants to invite them and whatever he wants, he can do whatever he wants whenever he wants. But the distant people, he needs to get them on their side. So that's what he did. And the one who says that he was a stupid king, he needed to actually get close and stay close to the people in his city. If he gives kavod to the people who are outside his city, then the people of his city don't like him anymore. Who's left with him, right? So he says, Beresha, he needed to invite his people of his city first. Dimardu behanach, because if the people from distant, went against him, they rebelled against him, hani habukaimi behade, at least he would have his own city to stand with him. But if he doesn't even have his own city to stand with him, he won't have anything. Shalut talmidavet Rashbi, his Rashbi students asked him, mipnimani nitchayevu sonayen shal Yisrael shvato ador kelaya. Why did the Jews in those generations, why did they deserve to be destroyed? Amar lahem, imru atem. He says, you guys tell me. Amru lo, they said to him, imnation nehenu mesevudato shalato rasha. Says, because they benefited from that rasha's meal, right? The Achashverosh made this huge meal, and they all benefited from it. So he says, imken, shebeshushan yaharegu. Shebekol alam kulol al yaharegu. If that's the case, then only in Shushan Abira should they all die. Not everywhere in the world should all the Jews be decreed upon. So why was the decree upon everywhere?
You're referring to Israel, to Jewish people.
Right, the Jewish people.
Because there's Soneim.
Yeah. Anytime it talks about the Soneim, the haters, the hatred of Jewish people, it's saying in the opposite. It's talking about the Jews and stuff. I said the Jews. There's Amru Lo, they said to him, Emorata, says, you tell us, Rashbi. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Ishtachavu Letzelem, because they bow down to the Tzelem, to the image. Amru Lo, they said to him, Vechim Maso Panim Yesh Badavar. Okay, so if they bow down to the image, is there, for Avodah Zarah, is there a way to, you know, to bring it back? Why did Hashem forgive them at the end? He said to them, "Hem lo asu ele lifnim, lifanim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo asa imahem ele lifanim." He says that they only did it as a, you know, like a fake. They weren't actually intending to worship, but they were forced. So they didn't actually, their hearts weren't to that. Their hearts were to Shamayim. He says, so to me, I was just trying to push them a little bit to make them do Teshuvah. That was what Hashem was doing. V'hayinu dechtiv, that's what the Pasuk says, "Ki lo aina milibo." Right, sometimes there's no actual pain from the heart, meaning if a person doesn't feel it in his heart that he's not actually doing the sin, right? He's just doing it by force, but he doesn't actually feel it in his heart, then it's not really, he's not really sinning, he's just doing it so that he can survive. Okay. V'chatzer ginat bitana melech, Rav Ushmel, Chad Amar, one says about this pasuk, ha-ra'oi l'chatzer l'chatzer, ha-ra'oi l'gina l'gina, ha-ra'oi l'bitan l'bitan. Just there were three levels of where people were eating. So there was the courtyard, there was the gina, the garden, and then there was the bitan, which is, I guess, the you know, maybe a higher level of a place they were eating, maybe by the field or whatnot. So he says that those who were fitting for each place got seated at each of those places. And one says, Hoshivan mechatzer, he sat them in the courtyard. And then he wasn't able to fill everyone, so he put people in the garden. And still he was not able to fill everyone until he put everyone in the highest level in the bitan. And then he was able to fit everybody. Matnitatana, he taught in the, it's on the Baraita, Hoshivan mechatzer patach lehem shnei petachim. In the Baraita, it's taught that he put them all in the courtyard and he opened two entrances, echad legina vechad lebitan, one for the gina, one for the garden, and one for the bitan. So I wonder if it gives like a perush of what this bitan is exactly. Pardes, maybe it's an orchard or something. How does it explain over there?
Or a palace.
Okay, you put him inside the palace. Okay, we said this. So it's like the highest up level of where you can be seated. I'll stop there 1 minute for questions. Okay, continuing. Okay, chur karpas utechelet. So the Gemara says, my chur. What does this mean, chur? Rav Amar, chare chare. It's talking about like free men, people who are free, that they, it was like they were dressing with like free clothing. Ushmuel Amar, melad levana hitziya lehem. That he gave them this, you know, this white cloth, this white, nice, fancy beged, this nice clothing. Karpas, what's karpas? Amar Yosi bar Bechanina, karim shel pasim. Fine wool of pillows, you know, like nice the things they can use to lean on, I guess. Al galidei kesef v'amudei she'esh mitot zahava kesef. It was like couches made of gold and silver. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lekesef lekesef, haroi lezahav lezahav. Says those who were fitting to sit on the silver, those on the gold, on the gold. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia said, "Miken atam matil kina v'seuda." If that's going to happen, people are going to get jealous in the middle of seuda. You have this guy on the gold couch and this guy on the silver couch. You see how wealthy he was. Right? So he says, Ela, hem shel kesef, raglehen shel zahav. They were all made of silver couches, but their legs of the couches were made of gold. Bahat vashesh, amar bi ase, avanim shemit chotetot al baalehen. He says these were stones that were, they were very hard to find, essentially what he's trying to say. He spent a lot of time, you know, trying to find these stones. He also says, in a different aspect, it's talking, it rings another pasuk, telling us about the, the expensive avanim, the expensive stones that were used, that were, I guess comes from the Lashon of Nisa. So it says here, that in the future, this pasuk is referencing to, that in the future, Am Yisrael will be chashuv ben haumot kavanim yikarot. They'll be as important in the nations like very expensive stones. That's what he's trying to say over here. Okay, let's continue. Vedar v'socharet. Rav Amar dare dare. He says this is talking about like different shurot, different lines all around. It's going lines all around. The floor was made in a way that it was like lined all around. Okay? And then Shmuel Amar, Even Tova Yesh Bekarchei Hayam, there was this stone, a very, you know, nice stone, outside the city, you know, across the ocean, V'dara Sheman, its name was Dara, V'oshiva Be'emsa Seudah, he put it in the middle of the meal of Achashverosh, and it would light onto everyone in the meal like the afternoon, it was a bright, bright light. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Rabbi Shmuel taught, Shekara Deror Lechol Ba'alei Sechora. He called out a tax exemption for all of those in the, all the people who did business. So he gave them a tax exemption. V'hashkot B'klei Zahav, V'kelim V'kelim Shonim. He gave them drink in golden cups, and all of their cups were different. So it says, Mishunim Ba'alei, it should say Mishunim, not Shonim. So why does it say Shonim? Amarava, Yatsa Bat Kol Ve'amra, Lahem Rishonim Kalu Mipnei Kelim, V'atem Shonim Ba'em. Says, so the Bat Kol, the heavenly voice came out and said, the earlier generations, they got killed, they got destroyed, right? I think it's talking about Belshazzar. They all used the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, and they got killed. You're trying to repeat the job, you're trying to, you know, mizazel with Hashem's Kelim. Then it says, V'yayin, ויין מלכות רב, שזה אמר רב, מלמד שכל אחד ואחד השקעו יין שגדול ממנו בשנים. Each and every person at the Seuda drank wine that was older than him in age. So you have 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, their wine was older than them. Big חידוש. והשתייה כדת, right? It was according to the law. So he says, my kedat, the drinking was according to the law. What does that mean? Amar Hanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, kedat shel Torah, according to the law of Torah. What does that mean? Ma dat shel Torah achila meruba mishtia. Just like dat shel Torah, you're supposed to eat more than you drink. Avso datos shel Torah shah achila meruba mishtia. So too over there, they had a lot more food than drink. Meaning, you're not supposed to drink so much wine and on an empty stomach. It's not safe, not healthy. Ein ones, there's Amar Rabbi Elazar, and the mitzvah kol echad ve'echad yishkau miyayin medinato, miyayin medinato. Each and every person was fed from the wine of their own city. They had their own city's wine, their own enjoyable wine that they were used to, so nobody was getting drunk from it.
Their own will.
Exactly. La'asot kirtzon ish ve'ish, each and every person's desire. Amar Rava, la'asot kirtzon Mordechai ve'Haman. Says to do the wills of Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai, dichtiv ish yehudi. Haman, ish tzar ve'oyev. I think Pesukim supporting that. Gam Vashti HaMalka sata mishte nashim beit HaMalchut. Says also Vashti HaMalka made a meal in the house of the palace of the king. Says beit nashimi bayale. It should say the house of the woman. Why did it say the house of the king? They did it in the same house of the king. Amar Rava. Both of them, Vashti and Achashverosh, were intending for Avera, were intending for sin. That what? Hanud Amr, this is what people say. Inashe, Ihu, Bekare, Vitete, Bebutzine. It says that Achashverosh, he was intending like a, he's a guy who was like dealing with big gourds, big pumpkins. Whereas his wife was dealing with like small pumpkins. What do they mean here? They mean essentially that when one intends to sin, when the wife can feel that the husband is intending to sin, she will also intend to sin in the exact same way. If she feels the husband is trying to cheat on her, she'll do the exact same thing. So they were both intending to. He was kind of intending to like show her off to everyone, let her see her, and maybe even do illegal acts as well and adultery. And she was intending to do the same thing. On the seventh day, when the king was filled with wine, imagine you have a. It's such a long party, just drinking wine for so many days. This is Atu Ad Hashta, Lo Tavli Bebe Chamra. What, until the seventh day, his heart wasn't filled with wine? Amar Rava, Yom Shevi'i, Shabbat Haya. It was actually Shabbat that day. She Yisrael Ochlin Veshotin, Matchilim Medivari Torah Vedivari Tishbachot. He says that the Jewish people, they were eating and drinking, they started with Divrei Torah and songs and words of praise, and then they went to eating and drinking. Aval, Ovdei Kochavim, the Goyim, She'ochlin v'shotin, that they eat and drink, Ein matchilin ela b'divrei tiflut, they only start with stupidity. V'chen v'seudato shel Torah Sha, even in Achashverosh's meal, Halalu Amrim Maddayot Na'ot, some would say that, oh, these women are very nice, and some would say, V'halalu Amrim Parsiot Na'ot, no, the Persian women are very nice. Amar leim Achashverosh, Achashverosh said to them, Kli she'ani mishtamesh bo, eino, lo madai velo parsi, ela kasdai. He says that the cup that I use, the kli that I use, is not a Persian, and is not a madai. She's actually she's one of the kasdim. He was talking about his wife, Vashti. He says, Ritzonachem lirotai. He says, do you want to see her? He was so drunk, he wanted to show her off to everyone. So Amru lo, in uvilvad she'te'aruma, he says, yeah, we want to see her, but only if she's naked. This is what they said there. So he says, shabamidah, so she was forced to be brought in like that. He says, shabamidah, shadam moded, bamodedin lo. The way a person is measured, is judged, that's the way they judge him. So he said, meaning, what does that mean? When the men shaita vashti harisha mevi'a benot Israel, umshitan arumot. This is telling us that Vashti HaMalka would bring in the Jewish women and make them and beclothe them. Ve'oseba en melacha b'shabbat, and force them to do work on Shabbat. And do work with them. She says, "Haynu dichtiv." So that's why she got a gzera on her that on Shabbat itself she would also be revealed like that. Haynu dichtiv. That's what the pasuk says. Achar devarim ha'ele keshuch chamat ha'melech. When the king's anger went down, he says, "Achashverosh zacharet Vashti." He remembered Vashti, v'tasher asata, and what she did, v'tasher nigzar aleh, and what was decreed upon her. What does it mean? What was decreed upon her? She had it decreed upon her for what she did. She used to do this to the Jewish people, to the Jewish woman. So she got it back to her. Keshem she'asata kach. Kach nigzar aleha, just because she did that, so she got a decree exactly the same way on her. But tema'ena malka Vashti, she refused, right? She says mikdi pritzta havai. She was very slutty, lack of better terms. Da'amar mor shnehen lidvar avera nitkavnu. They both intended for sin. She says ma'ita amad lo atai. Why didn't she come? Why was she refusing? Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina melamed sheparcha bat sarat. She got sarat. She got leprosy. And she was afraid, she was embarrassed to show it. Manita Tana was Tana Braita, Ba Gabriel Vasala Zanav. No, it's actually Tana Braita that Gabriel and Malach came and gave her a tail. It was very disgusting, so she didn't want to show it. Different stories. He became very angry. Amay dalaka be kulei hai. Why did he get so angry with her? Why did he explode like that? Amar Rava shalchale bar ahurare. The Abba, he said, she sent to him to Achashverosh saying, you know, the Shomer Susim, the guy who was a guards for the horses of Abba, Abba lekabel alfa chamra shatei velo rave. He said, Abba, I'm talking about Belshazzar, meaning Belshazzar was the previous king. He drank for, you know, 1,000 times, like, how do I explain it? Like, he drank enough that it was to fill, I don't know, I guess 1,000 people are here. Rashi says, Kene'id ha-katuv alav. It just says in the Pasuk. Let's see how they explain it over here. He drank yain keneged elef ish, equivalent to 1,000 people, whatever that means. He drank like 1,000 people, and he didn't get drunk. And this gavra, and then you, he's talking to you, Achashverosh, you became like a stupid drunk with your wine, with a little bit of wine. Says miad v'chamato be'arabo. Right away, he became filled with anger, very upset. So he says, the king said to the chachamim, man chachamim, who is the chachamim here? Rabbanan yodei ha'itim. He says it was the chachamim who knew the times and knew how to me'aber the chodesh. Sheyodim la'aber shanim, they can make it a leap year, ve'likbua chodashim, and to establish new months. Amar lehu, dainu ali. So he said to the chachamim, I want you to judge my wife Vashti. So they said to him, amru, echi na'avi. They said, what should we do? You know, what should we do? If we say you should kill her, then the next day he's going to wake up, he's going to be upset, right? He says, Neima le katla, if we say killer le machar, pasik le chamre, why le mninan? He says, tomorrow he's going to stop, you know, he's going to, you know, kind of sober up. He'll wake up and see that, hey, she's not with us anymore. He's going to come and request her from us, and we're not going to have her anymore. Neima le shavka, if we say, just let her go, it's okay. Kama zazela mimalchuta, that's, you know, disgracing the king. Amru lo, they said to him, miyom shecharav beit hamikdash vegalinu me'arzenu nitla etza mimenu. Once the beit hamikdash was destroyed, we don't have answers for these things anymore. That's what they told him. Ve'ein anu yodin ladun dinei nefashot. We cannot judge cases of murder anymore. We don't know how to explain this matter. Zilegabe Amon u'Moav. They said to him, go to Amon and Moav. They can answer you. The yatve b'duchtayu. They're sitting in their place. Kechamra de yativ al durdaye. This is like wine that's sitting on its sediments. Ve'ta'ama amrulei. The reason they said to them, he says, "Dichtiv shanan Moav mina orav v'shoketu el shemarav v'lo hu rak mikli el kli u'bagulalo alach al ken amad ta'amo bo v'recho lo namar." Meaning, essentially, the pasuk is telling us that he's referencing them to like the wine, that the wine is when it's sitting on its sediments, it just sits in its place, it doesn't move, and it's similar to not being moved from one kli to the next kli. And he didn't go into gola. He says, since everything was said over here. It says verechon lo namar. What does that mean? All of the good, it's still there. Meaning nothing. You're just drunk, and everything's still okay. But they didn't want to tell him what to do, right? Because they didn't want to take the fault for it. So he said, once the chachamim said this to Achashverosh, what had happened right afterwards? It says in the pasuk, vakarov elav miad vakarov elav karshena shetar admata tarshish. He went to the people who were closest to him, and he started asking all of them for advice, and he didn't know what to do, so he asked all of them what he should do. And we'll stop there for questions. Okay, we're jumping back in. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Levi, kol pasuk ze al shum korbanot ne'emar. All of this pasuk is talking about the korbanot. Karshena, when it says Karshana, the name Karshana, Amru Malachai Hashar Lifna Kadosh Baruch Hu, the angels, the ministering angels, said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Klum Ikrivu Lefanecha Karim Benei Shana Kederech Sheikrivu Yisrael Lefanecha. Did they sacrifice any sheep in front of you? Right, Karim, like the word Karshana. Just did they sacrifice any of these in front of you? Benei Shana. Right, that's how he gets it. Karim Benei Shana Karshana. Says, did they do this? Any of the goyim do this? Just like we did, just like Am Yisrael did. Shetar kalum hikrivu lefenecha shtei torin. Did they ever sacrifice in front of you these birds, the two birds? Admata kalum banu lefenecha mizbeach adama. Mizbeach adama. Did they ever build in front of you a mizbeach on the ground, a mizbeach? Tarshish says Tarshish kalum shimshu lefenecha bebigdei keuna. Did they ever work in front of you in the bigdei keuna, the clothing of the kohanim? Tichtiv behu Tarshish v'shoam v'yashpe. Says in the pasuk about the bigdei kohanim. It says Tarshish over there. It's talking about the same name. Meras klum mursu. Mirsu bedam lefenecha. Did they ever, you know, miras? Mirsu is to mix, right? They used to in the Beit HaMikdash in the time of the sacrifices. They would mix, continue mixing the blood so that it wouldn't congeal, because you cannot pour congealed blood. Marsena klum mirsu b'menachot lefenecha. Did they ever mix the the mincha offerings in front of you? Memuchan klum hechinu shulchan lefenecha. Did they ever memuchan, right? Did they ever prepare the table in front of you? All of these pesukim have to do with the korbanot. So he says vayomer memuchan. He says, what does it mean? Who is vayomer memuchan? Tana memuchan zehaman. Memuchan is Haman. V'lama nikra shemo Memuchan? Why was his name Memuchan? Shemuchan lepuranut, who's prepared for punishment. Amar of Kahana, mikan shahed yot kofetz barosh. This is coming to tell you that the simple person jumps out at first. You know that guy who he's the youngest in the group, and then you ask for advice from the people, and instead of the oldest person giving advice, this youngest little 15-year-old jumps out and says, I know the right thing, yeah? That's what it's saying here. It's saying this, Haman was the one who jumped out first.
Famous?
Yeah. Liot kol ish sorer bebeito, each person should be controlling in their home. Amar Rava, ilmale igarot harishonot lo nisher misonen shel Yisrael saridu palit. If it wasn't for the original, the first letters that were sent out, the Jewish people would not last. What does that mean? He says, Amri, mai hai deshadirlan liot kol ish sorer bebeito. What is this that he's sending us, that each person should be controlling in their home? Meaning when he sent that out, it was like, obviously, if you're a man of your house, you're supposed to control the home. You're supposed to be the one who's running your home. It says, Pshita, afilu karecha bebeitei, parshecha lehavei. Even a guy who's a weaver in his own home, he should at least be the one who's the official of his house. So what was he saying? So they thought he was like very silly and very stupid, and he didn't listen to what he was saying. Vayifked ha-melech pekidim, he appointed for him people to find him a wife. Amar Rav, may dechtiv kol arum yasek bedat uksil yifrosh yivelet. What does pasuk mean? Kol arum yasek bedat. Zed David ha-melech. That's talking about David ha-melech. Sorry, it's talking about David ha-melech. Dechtiv, as the pasuk says, Vayomeru lo avadav yivakshu la'adoni ha-melech na'ara betula. He says, they said, let's ask for the master, the king, when David HaMelech had his old age in Melachim, he said, let's ask for the king a woman to warm him up because he was very cold. He says, kol man dahava le barata aita ni'ale. He says, anyone who had a daughter would bring their daughter to him to try to, find favor in his eyes. and then it says, uchsil yifros, yifros ivelet. How does the pasuk say? One second, let's see the pasuk inside. It says, here. Uchsil ifros ivered, yeah? It says, Zeh HaChashverosh, that's talking about HaChashverosh. Dichtiv, Yoifaked, HaMelech Pekidim, he appointed people to go find him a wife. Kol man dahava leberata, itammera mineh. That anyone who had a daughter would hide the daughter from him. They didn't want HaChashverosh to take their daughter.
The opposite
of David HaMelech, essentially. You see the Ivelet versus the Chacham. It says, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira. It says, Ish Yemini. It says, Maika Amar. What is it coming to tell us? Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, from Binyamin. What is it saying? I lichusak ate, lichasav azil ad Binyamin. If it's coming to teach us about Mordechai's lineage, show us his lineage all the way up to Binyamin. Why are you like chopping it in parts and not telling us his whole lineage? Ela, maishna hane. So why did it teach just those? It says, Tana, kulan al shemo nikreu. All of them were on his name. Ben Yair, what does Ben Yair mean? Ben She'ir enehem shel Yisrael betfilato. The person who opened up the eyes of the Jewish people with his tefillah. Ben Shim'i, Ben Shamal tefilato. A son who God listens to his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehi Kish al Sha'arei Rachamim v'techulo. He knocked on the doors of the gates of mercy in heaven and Hashem opened it for him. Karele Yehudi, they called him Yehudi. Alma miYehuda kaate. That's to tell us that he comes from Yehuda, from Shevet Yehuda. Then it says veKarele Yemini. It says Yemini. Alma miBinyamin kaate. That's to tell us he comes from Binyamin. So does he come from Binyamin or does he come from Yehuda? The Gemara answers the Amar of Nachman. Mordechai Muchtar Binimuso Haya. Mordechai was crowned in different types of names. Right? And the Gemara will, I guess, it will continue to go on a different route to try to tell us, where he was from. But he was trying to just essentially say that he was just, crowned with different names, not necessarily talking about his lineage. That opinion, the Rabbanan are coming to teach us that it's not talking about his lineage. I guess let's go one more line. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Shuman Levi, Aviv in Binyamin, ve'imom Yehuda. Says, no, his father was from Binyamin. But his mother was from Yehuda. So he came from both Binyamin and from Yehuda. I'll stop there for today. Shabbat Shalom Barach. We're also tomorrow, we're going to do the Daf Motzei Shabbat after late Arvid. It's late Arvid, 6 o'clock. We're going to do 6:20 in the Shul, Bezal Hashem. Okay? Shabbat Shalom Barach.